how he did sadhana in Manjari Bhoomi, and how he preached. Especially he went to Jagannath or Mahaprabhu, and he missed the darshan. He also missed the darshan of Gadadhar Pandit. Then he went weeping to Vrindavan, and here he saw, he heard, Sanatana Goswami has left this world, and recently Rupa Goswami too. Then he took shelter in the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami, and how he was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Gunmanjari. And then they were sent by Jiva Goswami all Siddhant, and he sent with his whole books for Bengal, because they were written in Sanskrit but Bengali script. But in the midway, Pir Hamdir, how he stole away his books, then very lamenting, he sent Narottam and Shyamanand to Bengal to preach, and I will discover the books. And how a reciting was of Bhagavata is going on, in the end, Srivastacharya told, may I tell something? And then king told, yes, you can do. And then he recited Bhramar Gita. Only Bhramar Gita. And then he explained in such a way, wonderful, that all began to weep, hearing the mood of Radhika. And then king gave his everything in the lotus feet of Srinivas Pandit. He took initiation. Then king told that I want to donate some dakshina for this. Then he, what donation I may give to you? Oh, then he told that my books had been stolen. You should help to recover. Oh, I have stolen. I know, I thought that these are treasure, precious jewel. Oh, Srinivas told, oh, surely, more than precious gold or precious chintamani or anything these books are. And he brought them, and at once he became Srinivas very happy, and he initiated them, and then he came to Bengal with all these books, and how he did Manjari Upasana, you should know. We can follow all these things. All these books, these stories have been given in Bhakti Ratnakar, Shyamananda Life, Narottam Thakur Life, and they are very expert to collect all these things. And in brief, they have given to you. And Ramachandra Kaviraj, he initiated. How he married a lady, and then while in killing, he was going, and he saw a saint in the midway, that was Srinivas Acharya, and then he went to do pranam, and when he went there and did pranam, then Srinivas Acharya asked, foolish, hello, how foolish that you bought a nagini, poisonous black serpent, and you are taking in your neck like a garland to be happy, but this she will bite you and you help us. He realized past Sukritis. He realized. And at once he told, oh, go back to your home. And he sent. And he took full shelter. And he took. Also, His brother was Govinda Das. Once he was Upasaka of Kali Devi, you know, Kali of Shankar. But he became so sick, he was about to die. He was praying so much Kali, but even he was going to die. His elder brother Ramchandra came to him and told, "You have worshipped Kali for your whole life, but she cannot save you. Please, my brother, you should worship Krishna. And you will be okay. You should take Vaishnavi Diksha. And you will recover." Oh, he gave Vaishnavi Diksha. And in very few days, couple of days, he became okay. Then he wrote a poem. Bhaja Hure Mana Srinandana Abhaya Charana Bhaja Hure Mana Srinandana Abhaya Charana. And sent to Jiva Goswami. Oh, he became very happy. Very, very happy. And then he told that you should make poems like this, Vaishnava Padavali, and you should send to me. I'm very happy. So he used to send so many Padavalis out there, heart-touching. So it was due to, Srinivasa Acharya. So many stories are there. So thank you, Sridham, and all Mahi Bharat and his family, and all those who participated. My blessings to you. You should realize and follow Srinivasa Acharya. Go Prema.